The following program is brought to you in living color.
I saved my first drink to have with you. Here.
No, no, Rick, not tonight.
Especially tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad you two could make it to our wine and cheese party.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go inside. Yeah.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Copernicus called, and you are not the center of the universe.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay-sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but cared enough to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about that delightful little grape. Yes, we are definitely feeling a little bit grapey today. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know if it's the fact that we are in holiday season. I had a lot of fun last week talking with Richard Hake, talking about the Thanksgiving and planning ahead. But it kind of led into the theme for today's show. Now, we talked about this back around, the week before Halloween. The fact that, of course, my husband had eaten all the Halloween candy. I had to go buy more, and all I could find was Christmas decorations. So last week, we do the Thanksgiving show, and I realized, my Lord, it's only 2 weeks to Thanksgiving, which means it's 6 weeks to Christmas. So, like the obsessive-compulsive planner that I am, I decided, okay, I'm going to be good this year. I'm going to order wine for my friends around the country. I'm not going to put a lot of thought. I'm not going to make these cutesy gifts. I'm going to order great wines that match their personalities. Well, we have kind of done that in a show, but we'll do that in another show. So, I go online, and I decide to start ordering wine for different people. And the more I order some wine, I realize some people on my list aren't wine fanatics. They definitely like the harder stuff. They like liquor. So I decided to call an online retailer and say, hey, listen, I need this specific bottle, and I need it for Thanksgiving. It took a week and a half to hear back from these people after five repeated phone calls. And surprisingly enough, they are the only one in the country that had this specific spirit that I was looking for. And I got into long, drawn-out conversations with these people. You can imagine my pleasant mood after basically 14 days of going back and forth with this. Ergo, because I am your guinea pig this year, I have decided we're going to do a show about great little holiday thank yous, little holiday gifts, little happies for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and, of course, the best way to approach things. So to help me with that today, I have Miss Gwendolyn Osborne. She is the director of content for wine.com. For the record, that was not the website I was using. And we also have Ken Morris. He's the communication and marketing director for Gurgitch Hills Estate. And I'll explain a little bit more why he's on the show today. But so we are going to try and help you start now to navigate the holidays, because ultimately you can't enjoy the holidays if you're panicking and scrambling for that last minute, oh, what's a great thoughtful gift. Let's face facts, people. If we really wanted to be thoughtful, kind, and caring, we would plan all year about those neat little thoughtful gifts and buy them. Right, Kent?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I'm intrigued by this idea of yours of buying people wine that matches their personality.
Really?
And I was kind of curious about, you know, what would you think, what would you buy for me?
I'll have to think about that. I'll let you know after the break. I'm going to see how well you're going to behave today. I'm going to see what my bumpers sound like. I'm going to see if any more boring. And then I'll let you know before the end of the show. Tell you what, in the closing, I will tell you the wine for your personality. And by that point, we'll know if it's wine with an I or with an H.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, if you're looking for gifts, or basically if you're like me right now and just looking for a lot to drink to get through planning the gifts, I do have my weekly wine recommendations. And this is another thing that I'm going to cover in a couple shows. Half bottles. It is that time of year where you're going to be getting together people maybe you haven't seen in a while, people that, I don't know, you make a point to see just once a year, or you around people where you have to do the defensive drinking that we've discussed. And a lot of times, I'm a Chardonnay drinker, there's no doubt about it, but a lot of my big wine snob friends, they look down their nose at Chardonnay. Bless their hearts, I have not quite educated them as fully as I'd like to. But everyone around the table is drinking red, I'll get my little half bottle of white, because we all know a glass just isn't going to cut it. But as I go along restaurants, as I look at wine lists, I'm finding less and less half bottles out there. And the half bottles I am finding tend to be off vintage. So I'm going to remind the loving wine drinking public, half bottles are a great idea. And because of that, those are my two recommendations this week. Now, granted, the wines I am recommending, they do come in 375s, they do come in 750s, but keep in mind, this is what I have in mind. The first one is Gurgit Hills Estate Chardonnay, which you can see the lead into this. This is where all this started. This Chardonnay, to me, Gurgit has always done an exceptional job. Gurgit Hills, Mike Gurgit's legendary, definitely one of the icons of Napa Valley. Definitely not the wine, the man. And the Chardonnay they do, 2008, what's great is they're certified organic, they're biodynamic, and they're very, very clean. This is one of the true vineyards that and estates that let them talk, let the grapes talk for themselves. The wine's not manipulated. It doesn't go under malolactic fermentation, has great acidity, and it has orange and honey and these great flavors to it. And as it goes down your throat, you may get a little bit of oak, but nothing that's going to overwhelm you. So Gurgit Hills, 2008 Chardonnay, actually anything Gurgit does, even their Zinfandel is outstanding, but I would definitely look for this wine. And if you're out in wine list, it is one of those friendly bottles that do come in half bottles, and it's well worth the investment. So keep that in mind. The red one, as long as I was talking about icons of Napa Valley, I'm falling back on one of my all-time favorites is BV, Beaulieu Vineyards. And they do Napa Cabernet in half bottles. 375 bottles you can find on the wine list. But they're Napa Cabernet, majority from Rutherford. It's got great flavor. It's earthy. It's got a little bit of chocolate in it. It's got, of course, red fruit and black fruit. Everything you could ask for a moderate price. So BV Napa Valley Cabernet, definitely something to look for, whether you're looking for 750, whether you're looking for 375. Keep in mind with BV, they have all kind of different tiers. I'm specifically speaking of the Napa. If you have really, really good friends, you might want to think about their Blend Tapestry or BV George Latour. But right now, we're just drinking through the, we are trying to find a way to drink through gift giving. Yes, that's very easy for me to talk about. Perhaps if I consumed one of these half bottles, this might get a little bit smoother.
Yeah.
You never know.
I'm not saying anything because I want my wine bottle at the end of the show to be nice. So,
well, how would you even know if it's nice? You don't listen to the show, so you have no benchmark.
I have important things to do here. I can't listen to your show.
Oh, wow. Hey, listeners, that's one message we really don't want you to take here from the Crush. We do care about you, and of course, Kent does care about you. And that brings to mind, please call him. If he has better things to do, make sure we keep his undivided attention. Reach out to him at 877-4-CRUSH-1. Why don't you just let that little phone ring and ring and ring so he can focus on the Crush. For those of you who don't feel like talking to anybody, you can always email us, lauralawson@winecrush.com. I will remind you, I have, for some silly, silly reason, I have set that up to come to my BlackBerry. So depending on what part of the country you're in and what time you are emailing me, there is no guarantee on what kind of reply you're going to get back. If it, of course, is on East Coast around 9 o'clock and West Coast, you're hearing this about 6, I make no guarantees. We'll have a lot of fun on the answers back and forth.
Plus, the show plays all over the country at different times. I mean,
that's what I said.
You could get calls at like 3 in the morning.
Well, from those on the West Coast that decide to send me an email to my BlackBerry, because we know we're not giving out my cell phone, but they can send me an email. If I'm, 9 o'clock on a day like today and I've already had two bottles of Chardonnay, they could get some very entertaining answers.
You better believe it.
Yes. And see, the good news is the little radio people don't censor my responses. So keep that in mind, lauralawson@winecrush.com, or call Kent 877-4-CRUSH-1 and drop a call on your wine line. Remember, there's no question too small or too stupid to be asked here on the show. Right?
We've had some small ones and some stupid ones asked on this show, too. Yeah.
I would not talk about our guests
that. No, I'm not talking about that.
No, of course not.
You and I both know that we've had a call before that you just went ballistic on.
Well, I have to admit,
I can pull the tape.
Depending on the time and the moods, that it is entirely possible. No, never short and stupid. We have too much of that in our life as it is. So, going back to this, before I totally get off, obviously our guests are going to help us, but even as a winery insider, as someone who's been in this business for ages, absolutely shocked at how difficult it can be to send gifts and packages and liquid through the mail. And I feel guilty. In fact, I'm going to do something that's almost never heard of on this show. I'm going to offer an apology, because I think somewhere along the year, people have called in and they said, what's a great way to ship wine? What's a great place to buy wine? We've had wineries, in the past talk about, oh, yes, we ship. It is not easy. So when I have made maybe a little bit callous remarks about just shipping the bottles, I understand now your frustrations. I do get it. I have to admit, you know, if I, in the past, if I've shipped, I personally have shipped it. I have not had it shipped from a company to somebody else. So there is my official apology to you. And I suggest you play it over and over again because we probably won't get more of these holidays.
Nope.
So I'm going to get some help in the next segment to answer some of these questions. But right now we're going to take a small break.
She Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And right now, to satisfy my own personal curiosity and to help you navigate the gift-giving world over these next 6 weeks, I have a very informative guest joining us. We have Miss Gwendolyn Osborne. She's Director of Content for Wine.com. Gwendolyn, welcome to the Crush.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
It is nice to have you on the show. I wish I could say that, you know, I had you on the show and we had planned this for months in advance, but I am very much looking forward to picking your brain today, because I will say this to our listeners. I've had some experience with wine.com on both sides of this, and y'all have always made it very, very easy to deal with. You're very simple. You return phone calls. You return emails. So regardless of what I say in the show, it had absolutely nothing to do with wine.com. I consider you one of the reputable retailers.
Well, thank you so much. We are so happy to hear that.
Well, of course, for our listeners, if you want to give them a brief idea of what wine.com is, that would be a great place to start.
Sure, yes. Wine.com is, we are the number one online wine retailer. So we act just like any other normal retailer. It's just we happen to be online. We service 42 states plus the District of Columbia. And we ship both wine and wine gifts throughout the country. So that's kind of that in a nutshell.
I have a question for you right off the bat. This all started because I am trying to order a bottle of spirits. I'm trying to do my holiday shopping online. I'm trying to send all of my friends wines that match their personality. I've decided I'm going to make it quick and easy and charge it and be done. I don't have to wrap. I don't have to worry about anything. And people expect wine. And, well, they really have low expectations from me. So just a bottle of wine, I'll be great. But question for you, you mentioned wine.com, you ship to 42 states.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I live in one of those states you won't ship to?
Well, we really can't do anything about it. You know, state laws differ from state to state. Every state has the right to make their own shipping laws, and those laws will differ when it comes to wine, when it comes to spirits. And they differ even when it comes to wineries versus, let's say, a wine retailer like ourselves. There are just a lot of levels of laws in there. It comes from the end of Prohibition. When Prohibition ended, each state had the right to place laws into effect that would regulate alcohol in that state. And so there are about, we shipped to 42, so there are about 8 states left who still have very strict laws regarding where they can ship, at least in our world. We even have a structure where we have a few different warehouses in states like New York, Florida, New Jersey, and a few others where we can't ship into the state, so we have a warehouse there. So we buy locally and we ship within the state.
Well, that's smart.
With those laws.
So you can move
but
around
even some
it.
States where it won't allow us to do that. So we urge people to write their legislature and talk to their governor and let them know that they want to be able to ship wine, because it can be very frustrating.
For our listeners, can you tell us what the 8 states are you can't ship to?
Yes, I'm going to try to rattle them off. Georgia is one.
All right.
Tennessee, Indiana, Maine, Maryland, that's 5, Oklahoma, Utah, and I believe the last is Kentucky.
Wow. Now, see, I would have, out of all those states, I would have only guessed Utah. I figured Utah, and I've heard stories about Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be the only one.
Utah is difficult. Yes. But even the others, they have very, very strict laws. Now, some of those states will work with wineries to ship in, specific wineries, because that requires a different license than a retailer. So you might have, if there is a winery you specifically like, it's worth looking up if you do live in one of those states.
Now, question for you, since you ship wine and gifts, say I went on the wine.com website and mm-hmm. I found a really cute shirt or a great chiller or a great set of charms, can we ship the gifts anywhere?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, as long as it doesn't contain alcohol, we have a number of gifts. We have chocolate gifts, we have glassware, we have, you know, a number of different food items and things like that, accessories that can easily ship to any state. It is the alcohol that prevents us.
The alcohol is what usually helps me shopping, amazingly enough. It's what gets me in trouble.
And that's what so many people do want for the holidays.
Well, listen, I'm going to relay to you a scenario that I have just encountered. I've heard from other people, and maybe you can comment on it so it can be a warning to our listeners. In placing some orders for various wine throughout the country to be shipped, I have run into people, when I give them my credit card number, they'll say, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take your credit card. We're going to go ahead and charge it, but we won't ship the gifts out for 3 weeks. And I get very quiet, and I say, I'm not really sure I understand that. In one phone conversation, I was told that they were tired of fraudulent orders, so they were going to wait and see if my credit card charged. Two, that they had dealt with a lot of stolen credit cards, that it takes 2 weeks for them to find out it's stolen. Or three, that they have a whole bunch of phony gift cards. Now, it seems to me if they're telling someone who's trying to spend money like that, I felt like a criminal before I was even off the phone. I'm like, I just want a bottle of Chardonnay. So is this commonplace? Is this something our listeners need to be aware of? What's the story here?
That seems a little bit excessive. I mean, most companies do have, a couple of members of their team, and they do have fraud protection that will look over credit cards on their site or on the phone when it's entered to quickly run that through to try to do fraud protection. But most of them are not quite that specific, at least that I've had experience with. I know we don't. We do, you always have to watch out for fraud because it is out there, and as a company you want to be aware of that. But usually that's something that happens behind the scenes.
I was shocked. It wasn't like I was ordering a bottle of 45 Obreon. It wasn't like I was spending $1,000 on this gift for one bottle. I'm in the radio business.
Right. Those are usually the orders that do trigger fraud. But I suppose if a company has had a history and some difficulties with that and some problems, then they will probably take a few more measures for prevention's sake.
All right.
They are. So,
well, quick question for you as we're coming to the end of the segment. As we get in the holiday season, what's the number one piece of advice you can give to our listeners who are going to be shopping online to send gifts at places like wine.com? What's the one thing you'd want people to know when they shopped your site or called you to put an order in?
Well, if they shop our site, and like you said, you were looking for that one-stop shop, order it, get it done, send them out, I would say, look for places that have great shipping deals. We at wine.com, during the holidays, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, send out a deal of the day. A lot of times those have to do with shipping deals, but we also have a shipping program where if you spend $49, you have 1 year of unlimited standard shipping anywhere that we ship to.
That's unbelievable.
Any product. Yes, that's $45. And it's expensive. Wine is not a light product. It is heavy, and it can cost a bit to ship. So if you do want to do something like that, paying $45, and then, again, you have those deals of the day, and if you were a member of our stewardship program, which is that shipping program, then you will get deals that are more discount-oriented rather than shipping.
Well, that is great. So, our listeners can join that online, I assume, at wine.com?
Online, wine.com, yes, stewardship.
Well, Gwendolyn, thank you very much for being part of The Crush today. Sorry to rush you off, but we are in but all of our listeners, you can find the link on our website, wine.com, and of course, that's one even I can remember.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach. Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their roiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
The Wine Crush.
This is Laura Lawson. You are listening to The Wine Crush. Special thanks to Gwendolyn Osborne with Wine.com. Sorry we had to rush her off there at the end of the segment. But let me add, right now, the fact that I am shopping online and trying to prepare for the holidays, $49 shipping for all year, that's outstanding when you consider that sometimes it can cost up to $75 to ship a case of wine. So for those of you who are thinking of giving wine as gifts for the holidays, and I'm hoping after the show you'll realize how easy it can be, yes, wine.com might be the answer to all of your last-minute shopping. The one thing I didn't get to answer, Gwendolyn, is what the turnaround time was. For those of you who tend to wait until the last week or for last week before Christmas, I wonder if they can help you out. So just some thoughts to think about. But it's very difficult, obviously. You know, it's nice to hear from someone what the 8 states are. I never would have guessed those states. I would have guessed 8 entirely other different states. But I promise you, our next guest, when we get him on to talk about what they're doing for the holidays with Gurgitch Hills, they may have 8 different states. So it behooves you always to check out the small print on all the websites and all these winery websites. And like Gwendolyn did say, I know that sometimes wineries have a little more leeway. I think somehow along the lines, the interstate commerce law came into effect. If there's a winery in your state that ships out, then wineries have to be allowed to ship in. But I'm sure someone out there can totally correct that for me. And in doing so, 877-4-CRUSH-1, and tell Kent. He always enjoys those. All right, this show, believe it or not, is about you. And as I told you last time, we got some great questions up on our blog, and we got some great questions at info@winecrush.com. So I thought I would take a couple of those emails. Once again, my producer has pared them all down for me. So unfortunately, I do not have your names. I do not have where you're calling from or where you're emailing from. So you can just really, when you hear your question, go, that's me, that's me, that's me. Okay. Email. I have a staff of 8 in my office. I was thinking of getting them each a case of wine for the holidays. Should I buy mixed cases and let them choose, or should I pick specific cases for each employee? Number one, you sound like an exceptional boss. There's just no two ways about that. I think that's outstanding that you're going to give them a case of wine. Either that or you realize what you put them through the years and figure out they need a case of wine to get through each week. I don't know. As far as being specific about it, like I was laughing about earlier, trying to pick and choose and sending my friends bottles of wine based on their personality, I think you need to choose the wine for them, because everyone's going to have these preconceived notions. Everyone's going to have this idea, well, I want that wine, I want this wine, I want that wine. The whole point of gift giving, and let's just remember this, it's a thoughtful thing. It is, and I'm thinking of you. It never should be an obligation. It never should be something, well, I have to get him something, he'll get me something. So ideally, you're putting a little bit of thought into all this. Now, having a staff of 8 in your office, I would like to think, obviously, it's a smaller office. I assume all of you are there together. You have to have an idea of their likes and dislikes. So there's different ways to approach this. Now, number one, here is my advice to you. If I were you, I'd buy 8 cases of the same wine. Or you could do 4 cases of red, 4 cases of white, and give each employee 6 bottles of red and 6 bottles of white. Let me start here. Number one, by buying, say, 4 cases of red, 4 cases of white, or 8 cases, you can negotiate a deal with a retailer. You can look at them and say, hey, listen, I'm looking to buy 5 cases. I know you give a 10% discount. What can you do differently? Can you give me a bigger break? By buying in quantity and buying in mass, you have the opportunity to get a better discount. So as we all know, with the economy where it is and holidays where they are, anytime you can get a better discount, life is good. Secondly, by giving everyone the same thing, let's think about it. Remember when we were kids and grandma would give us gifts, or if our brothers and sisters, our parents would give us gifts, there was always that inclination to look over and say, well, what'd she get? How come she got that and I got this? If you get everybody the same thing, there's going to be no way anybody can think favoritism's involved. It will cause you a lot less aggravation and a lot less heartache that way. Because let's face facts, if you give someone Plump Jack Chardonnay and then you turn around and give someone else $2 Chuck, you're going to cause your own set of problems that you don't need. So I would recommend cookie cuttering it. Give everyone the same thing. Now, I do seriously recommend doing 6 bottles of red, 6 bottles of white. Everybody doesn't like red wine. Everybody doesn't like white wine. However, if nothing else, say it's someone that only drinks red wine and you still give them 6 bottles of Chardonnay, look at the bright side. They can use it to re-gift. So just different ideas and different concepts. The only other last piece of advice I will give you is make sure that this is a wine you would drink yourself. Because anytime you give a bottle of wine as a gift, say whether it's Merlot, Cabernet, Zinfandel, Chardonnay, unless you're going to go to the trouble, like I am, to put little comment cards with the little bottles and say, this is why I selected this wine for you, if you give that wine, people are always going to assume that's your favorite wine. I gave someone a bottle of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay 5 years ago. Every year, I get a bottle of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay back. So people are going to assume that this is your style and this is what you like. So the best advice I can give you when you're gift giving, make sure you like the wine. Chances are you're going to see it again. Keep in mind, too, with your staff or those of you who are looking to give great ideas, that this is always, you know, if you're being invited out for drinks, if you're being invited over to their house for dinner, this is what you can anticipate seeing. So I hope that answered your questions. There's a lot of little ins and outs with that. Actually, it's almost like we could do a whole show on that. And of course, I'm sure my HR director would love the fact that you have to be cautioned that perhaps everyone on your staff does not drink, and you need to be cognizant of that. Of course, wouldn't you love to be the one if you looked over and someone got Cape Red Chardonnay and the person who didn't drink got a whole bunch of $3 Sutter Home free? That would be fun to watch. But that's just my sarcastic nature coming through. So I hope that helps, and I hope that gives you an idea of what's going on. So let's see. What other emails do we have? Here's another one that kind of relates to coworkers. There's a group of coworkers getting together for a holiday party. We are going to do a potluck, but I don't like turkey. What is a good alternative to take? Well, that's very, very simple. You always bring wine. If you don't want to bring anything, don't worry about it. And if you don't eat turkey, trust me, there'll be plenty of sides. So keep that in mind as you move through. So It's always interesting to take people's ideas on what they want to do for holidays and what they want to do for gift giving and try and apply it to yourself. Kent is in the booth right now, still sitting down. I'm watching him jot things down, and I know he is mentally trying to plan what I'm going to do for wine bottles, but that is certainly something that applies to what we're talking about. Everybody has different perceptions this time of year, and everybody, as stressed and tired and worn out as we're going to be, are going to try and look into something deeper. Well, how come she didn't bring a bottle of red? How come she didn't bring a bottle of Chardonnay? How come she gave me a bottle of Merlot? So keep that in mind. Once again, if I can reemphasize any answer from that email before, make sure whatever you're giving as far as wine goes is something you like. If you wind up giving gifts that you buy out of the bargain bin at your local Mega Mart, be warned, this may come back to bite you. Kent, do you ever give wine for gifts?
I have never given a bottle of wine for a gift yet, but I would.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to work on you then. And perhaps our next guest can help us with that. After the break, we're going to have Ken Morris. He's the Communication and Marketing Manager from Gurgit Hills, and he is on because they might have the coolest Christmas gift on the planet.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Microlubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Microlubricant? Well, it's the only pure microlubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back back to the Wine Crush. Now that we have figured out the problems we may have when we're trying to order that special wine for somebody for Thanksgiving or Christmas, now we turn to the concept of what we need to order them. Well, as I was playing around online to, once again, find that perfect bottle to describe my friend's personality, I went on the Gurgit Shills website. Now, I have always been a Gurgit Shills fan, obviously, as we know, since I recommended the Chardonnay today. But what I found there was just one of the coolest ideas ever. And right now we have Ken Morris, the Communication and Marketing Manager for Gurgit Shills, here to explain it. Ken, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you for having me.
This is a delight for me because, you know, oftentimes wineries will reach out to us and want to be in the crush, or it's something I mentioned in passing. This is the neatest way I've ever had a wine person or winery on the show, because ultimately it's self-serving for me, but I think it's one of the best ideas I've seen and have to share with my listeners. So I'm trying to get a jump on my Christmas shopping. And so I go on your website and I see the mini bottle tasting kit for Napa Valley. And this is just ideal. It's perfect. It has all different personalities. It tells everything you want to know about Napa, and it's coming from a great winery. So why don't you tell our listeners exactly what it is I'm discussing?
Well, we actually have two kits, but we have one is we're obviously known for Napa Valley. All of our wines are estate grown, meaning we do everything from growing them to crushing to making the wine and shipping it out. So we're all estate grown. So we have wanted to do two things, and one was the Napa Valley kit, so it shows our Napa Valley wines, which includes our Chardonnay, our Fumé Blanc, Zinfandel, Merlot, Cabernet, and also we have a late harvest wine called Violetta, which is named after Mike Gergich's daughter, Violet. So the intent of these little bottles, they're 50 little milliliters, about the size you'd probably get on, I assume you still get on the airplanes. And the intent is people can try all the wines and figure out which one they want, and then they can reorder a 750 of that, or they can do a little tasting with their friends and sort of talk about the differences between the different varietals.
See, I think this is just great. Number one, for people, I have a number of friends who I've been trying to, okay, this is what Napa Valley Chardonnay tastes like. This is what Napa Valley Cabernet tastes like. Mm-hmm. Fumé Blanc is a Sauvignon Blanc, and you can only describe this to people so often. It's not until they actually get the product in their hands and they get to taste it that they say, oh, I get it. And this is something I think for your friends and consumers and even enophiles who already love wine, this is a great example to be able to have one of those little bottles and say, oh, wow, I get what she's saying. That Chardonnay is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish more wineries would do something like this because, number one, like I said, it definitely helps educate the public. But number two, it reminds people, yes, Gurgit Shills, I love your Zinfandel, I love your Cabernet. Oh, but wait, I forgot you did a late harvest. I forgot about your Fumé Blanc. So this just really opens people's eyes to everything a winery can offer.
Sure. It's we like to think of it sort of being in our taste room, so you don't have the wine educator in front of you. But we do have a little notes for each of the wines to describe what we're trying to get across. So.
Now, is this the first season y'all have done this, or is this something that you have done all along?
No, well, we've started, we were approached by a company called TastingRoom.com who came up with this idea of how they could do it. Now, people have been doing this before, but they came up with a sort of a proprietary way of making sure that the wine has to be transferred. We give them our 750 bottle, and they magically put it in these little 50-milliliter bottles. So it's just not a matter of dumping it in there. There's actually a pretty scientific way of the way they decant it, and then it goes back in without any oxygen or bacteria being picked up in the process. So that was something we looked into. We sent one of our wine people over to look at the facility. Then we tried some samples, and we really checked it out before we went ahead with this. And this started January or February of this year, and I think we finally agreed to go ahead and started selling these at the end of April, 1st of May.
Have you seen an uptick in your sales and sales of these bottles since you started marketing them?
Well, it's interesting, and we sent out an email when we had them in hand, and they sold out very quickly. People seemed to be very interested in part of it was just the newness. A lot of people get them and say, oh, the first thing people usually say, oh, how cute they are.
Little oh, bottle. Look, how cute. What a neat bottle.
Uh-huh. And then they try it. Hey, what a great idea. And then they've come back, and a lot of people have used them for gifts, so we're hoping to see, obviously, some interest during the holidays coming up.
It's funny. I have an old general manager that always looked at me and said, cute does not sell. And all you have to do is take one little look at these Gurgachills bottle with a tiny little Gurgach label on it, and you just know the man was an idiot and a liar all the way through. Cute does sell. There are no two ways about it. Well, now you do two different types. Obviously, you do the Taste of Napa Valley, but you do a special select kit as well, correct?
That's correct. We've done what we call our special selections, which is it's usually what it is our smallest production. For example, the Chardonnay is from a single vineyard in Canaros that we own, and we just basically picked the best of that and put it into a bottle. And for our Cabernet, there's a small block that was planted in 1959, the Cabernet, so it's some of the oldest cabs still around in Napa, and we put that in our Yountville selection. And so we do two bottles of each, and this gives you a way of getting wine that usually you probably wouldn't find outside the tasting room kind of thing.
Oh, trust me, I know. I have begged and lobbied and tried to steal the Carneros Chardonnay before. Yeah. Unfortunately, you have to go to the actual winery to pick it up. I'm in one of those states they don't ship to. So.
Yeah.
Well, for our consumers that are looking, obviously, Gurgach, great history, great background, but what is the lead time? Say, hopefully all the listeners will take my advice and use this as a great holiday tasting or gift giving. If I ordered it today, when can I expect to see it, or is that just very based on shipping, or how do you stand with that?
Well, there's a couple things. What we just actually, we bottle it in this small amount, so we make sure it's absolutely fresh. So the last bottling to get a little technical was done in the end of September, and we've sold out of those. So the next bottling will be the 1st of December. So we're taking orders now.
And so they're allocated.
We'll be getting that order in the first week of December, and that's when we'll ship it out to people who already have the order. So you could go online or call us now and sign up for it, and then you're guaranteed that you'll get your kit way before the holidays.
For our listeners, I have worked with Gurgach Hills at least 20 years, and when they say you need to sign up now and it's allocated, they are not kidding. Order now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
Well, Ken, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today. It is always great to find a winery on the cutting edge and doing something so unique, especially one with your background. So thank you very much to you and the kind people at Gurgach for giving us all brilliant ideas to give some great wine this Christmas.
We appreciate your interest, and thanks for calling.
All right. We're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we will wrap up the show on how to make your shopping a little bit easier this holiday season.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20-year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com. And click on the banner.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max it. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and this week I have satisfied my own curiosity while hopefully jump-starting your ideas for holiday grandeur and shopping. Once again, I cannot believe I have jumped on this bandwagon, have a thought of planning ahead for Christmas, but let's face facts, it's going to be here before we know it. So the ultimate theme of today is I planned ahead to buy my Christmas presents to ship all of my friends a bottle of wine to me that represented their personality. And of course, I'm going to include the cute little note which says how it affects them and how I think it blends in. And of course, happy holidays. And in light of that, that's where we have our special guest going out to Gwendolyn Osborne from wine.com to tell us how to navigate those sites, and of course to Ken Morris from Gurgit Hills to give us some great ideas. But it seems to me that Kent has been very well behaved this show, and he has been very, very, moderate and quiet.
I'm waiting on bated breath here.
All right. So for those of you who... On bated breath?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's too late. I can't put a foot and mouth description here. But ultimately, if you're going to steal my idea for this for Christmas, the first thing you can do is try and determine people's personality types. Find great traits, and then you want to identify them. So when I sit back and I look at Kent, number one, we know he has multiple personalities. Number two, we know he's bold in presence, but he's subdued when he needs to be. He generally is not overly acidic. He seems to be well-rounded. He blends in well with all types of company and all type of people. And, of course, we all know he's a great color man. So when you put all those things together, there's only one wine I could give him and have to be Pinot Noir. It has great color. It can be as bold as you need it to be, depending on where you buy it from. It can be as subdued as it needs to be. And ultimately, it's a great conversationalist. It can either be the showstopper at the table, or it can fade into the background. So Kent being who he is, I would recommend Sokol Blosser Dundee Hills Pinot Noir, because he's that cutting-edge, newfound, well-rounded guy that everybody likes to have at a party.
That's exactly what I wanted. That's great.
See, that's
it's
perfect.
Amazing. All right.
So we have to do the best we can. But keep that in mind, people, as you're thinking of something creative. You can always use what's right on the tip of your tongue to make your holidays easier. I'm Laura Lawson. Here at The Crush, we remind you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.